Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Morning. Welcome to Healthy by Nature. Thanks for joining us. In case some of you got up early and were listening to another radio show where there was an expert talking about water, a lot of good information, but at the end, he said he doesn't filter his water. I think that's a risky behavior. Most municipalities only filter for like 100 contaminants that are controlled by the EPA. There are tens of thousands of chemicals loose in the environment, and now a concern about medications. They don't test for those in the drinking water. And who knows what's happening with fracking and what that may be doing in some areas to the water. I filter my water. I recommend that you do that, too. I particularly like the Aquasana filter. You can save some money on that by going to our website, RadioMarty.com, and click on products, I think it is, and there's a link there that will get you a nice discount. But, yes, please filter your water. I had a delightful encounter at a clinical nutrition symposium, and I ran into a doctor. He's a chiropractor, Brian Anderson. If you're in the area of Aurora, Illinois, seek this guy out. He would make a good chiropractor to have because he not only is a certified clinical nutritionist and goes to these seminars to learn all these wonderful things, he also, I found out, listens to this radio show on the podcast and has for a couple of years. So you know that he is going to be on a similar page to you if you are listening to this online or subscribe to the newsletter or the podcast or listen to the archives and so on. I can see from the return mail on the newsletter that some people probably signed up and wanted to get the newsletter but aren't. So if you aren't getting it, maybe you've changed your address or you have your this isn't in your approved address. Sign up again and watch for an email. Make sure that you've opted into it. This week, for example, we talked about autoimmune diseases and vitamin D, a nonsense study about joint health. We covered reasons 6 to 12 to avoid gluten. And you can always go to the archives and look at previous newsletters or do a search and find a topic that interests you. We so appreciate when you refer others to the newsletter and to the show. We've really just got to spread the good word about how much control you have over feeling good and taking charge of your health, because we just can't wait until things get critical and hope that the system is going to support us. It's much better to be on the front end of that curve, and that's what we do here. Got two great guests coming up. We're going to talk about alcohol first, and then in the second half, we're going to talk about ways to stay well during the fall. So don't go anywhere. This is Healthy by Nature. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder if the vitamin pills you swallow actually dissolve? Good question. Don't guess about absorbing vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid. They've been shown to lower blood levels of homocysteine, a chemical that increases the risk of heart disease and many other degenerative conditions. Those Bs are also important for fertility and optimum brain function. 40% of adults are low in vitamin B12, and many seniors with memory problems are actually just B12 deficient. B12 shots are known to boost energy, but why not make life easy with no-shot sublingual Bs? These tiny, tasty little pellets dissolve instantly under your tongue, pass right into the bloodstream, and get to work building your health. No-shot Bs contain serious amounts of B6, B12, and folic acid, but only cost pennies a day.
Look for No-Shot Bs at HealthWorksMart.com or call 877-673-2536. HealthWorksMart.com or call 877-673-2536.
When generation after generation treasures something for thousands of years, there must be something to it. When science finally studies the issue, they usually just prove what our ancestors already knew and maybe explain how the benefits are provided. Many studies now confirm why millions believe that drinking aloe vera helps not only their digestion, but also their overall health. They just feel better and are sick less often. Lily of the Desert is one of the few supplement companies of any kind that conducts clinical trials on its products. For example, one study showed that Lily Aloe improves nutrient absorption so greatly that 20 times more vitamin C was absorbed when taken with Lily of the Desert Aloe compared to the same amount taken with water. Isn't getting more for your money a good reason to take your daily vitamins with aloe? Speaking of value, Lily of the Desert usually costs less than products that are half as good. Look for Lily of the Desert products in all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com and like Lily on Facebook. That's lilyofthedesert.com or find them on Facebook.
Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Hey, I'm really delighted to introduce a new guest to the program. We haven't had her on before. It's Dr. Janet Kurzan, and that's C-H-R-Z-A-N. I kind of think she needs to buy a vowel. She's a professor in the Department of Anthropology at the University of Pennsylvania, and she's the author of a very interesting book entitled Alcohol. And judging from her experience teaching in nursing school, she's taught about diet through the ages, food tourism, slow food, gardening, organics, and works with farmers markets. I'll bet we could probably talk about a whole lot of things, but today we're going to focus on the book. Good morning, Dr. Kurzan.
Good morning.
Well, I'm so glad to have you with us. This is a kind of a strange way this came about. I was sitting next to somebody on an airplane, and I kept rudely reading over her shoulder. Finally asked her if I could pause to look at the front of the book and get your name, and I tracked you down, and you were kind enough to agree to be on. Now, we are going to talk about alcohol today, but I want to have this disclaimer first. I'm sure in our audience we've got those that are opposed to alcohol consumption on religious grounds, and although there do seem to be some health benefits from modest consumption of alcohol, we're not going to try to convert anybody.
No.
Excess alcohol, we know, depletes nutrients, and the key word there being excess, especially vitamin B1 and magnesium, and it increases the risk of breast cancer. But we've done shows on addiction and on the chemistry, but today we're not going to even tackle alcoholism directly, at least. But I think everybody's going to find out that the evolution of alcohol consumption and its social context is interesting, including today's widely perceived problem that there is an issue with college binge drinking. So your book is used as a textbook. I thought it was very interesting, all kinds of stories and history in it. I went to Ohio State, it was a really long time ago, but in 6 years, I don't think any of my textbooks started out with a line, "I really enjoy bars," which yours does. I'll bet that makes students much more interested in reading it. Pubs can be a social hub, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And bars and pubs and something like it, like them, are social hubs in cultures all over the world. And even in those cultures that don't allow alcohol intake, you have something like a cafe where you can have tea or coffee and where people can get together and meet each other in a neutral location.
Well, we'll get to some of what goes on there here shortly, but the practice of creating alcohol from foodstuffs, how far back in history can you trace that?
Oh, it keeps going farther and farther back. We have a researcher here at the University of Pennsylvania, Patrick McGovern, who's done an enormous amount of research in this topic and continues to find older and older specimens of beer and wine production. I believe some of the oldest that we're looking at now are 5000 BC, looking at wine production in the area that we would now consider to be Turkey in Asia Minor. And beer and wine production, or something that looks like wine, obviously from rice, showing up in China quite early.
And there were some clues in there that it may go back as far as 9,000 years. So there's got to be a there, and maybe we'll find out. But what kind of clues do you anthropologists use, since we well know alcohol evaporates very quickly? What are what is the evidence?
Dr. McGovern is a chemist by training, and what he has been doing is looking at the residues inside of pots that we find in archaeological sites. Now, I'm not an archaeologist. I'm actually a nutritionist. I'm a nutritional anthropologist, so I can't really speak that much about archaeology. But Dr. McGovern analyzes the residues in pots, and these pots are found in burials, mostly in burials, because a tomb will protect the contents. Obviously, if it's just outside on the ground, it's going to be destroyed. So what he and his teams and the people he's been working with have found that they're finding these residues going back farther and farther and farther. And what he has been doing, which is quite fascinating, is analyzing the residues to find out what the chemical composition of them might be. And then he is working with brewers around the world, really, to create some of these ancient alcohols, these ancient liquids.
Oh boy, talk about your micro brews. That would be really micro to start from the scrapings of an ancient pot. But I know that there are clues, too, even in cave paintings, to behaviors and vessels and so on. So it's well established anyway. This is ancient, and I can't help thinking that George Carlin would have a hysterical view on this development. It was either he or some other comedian that said something like this about cigarettes. Who was the first person that thought, oh, I'll bet it's a good idea to roll up these leaves, set them on fire, and then inhale the smoke? So, perhaps, I'm guessing maybe the first one, if you let some mash of your breakfast cereal even sit around for a while, it might turn into alcohol, and maybe the first one was an accident. But after that, it was perceived to fill a need, and they did it on purpose. What kinds of needs does alcohol fill? Let's start with kind of the foodstuff side of things.
Well, and that's what I got interested in initially, because my primary research is in nutrition and how our social world affects what we eat. If we go back to those ancient times when beer and wine were produced, we have to understand that our concept of alcohol now in our culture and in our world is very different because of high alcohol, high octane, if it were to be said, distilled spirits. So if you go back 5,000 years and take a look at wine or beer that might be produced, you're looking at an alcohol content that's much lower. So you can drink it. It's kind of like the British session beer, a bitter, which might be 3%. You can drink that without getting highly intoxicated. And in fact, beer, especially low-alcohol beers that were more typically brewed earlier on, we now have the technology to brew much higher alcohol beers. Those, you can't really get completely, totally trashed because the stomach contents don't allow that. You can't put enough beer in yourself. So this is very different than something like whiskey, where a few shots, or I'm thinking of that iconic scene in Animal House where John Belushi drains a bottle of whiskey and then throws it away. That's not actually a way you can drink whiskey and not end up in a hospital.
Or the morgue.
Exactly, or yes, more typically the morgue. But beer, for instance, you could do that, and the worst that would happen is you would vomit because it would exceed the amount that you could put in your stomach. So if you go back to when our cultures around the world started experimenting with alcohol, I think we need to understand that we're looking at something that would be creating a mild buzz. And even the early wine cultures mostly mixed water into the wine. And this was because it made, according to them, the wine taste better, but it also made the wine less lethal.
Well, and it probably made the water taste better.
Well, yes, and that's another argument as well, because whenever you have human settlements, you have a human sewage, and that tends to get into the water supply, so you have to do something to make the water safer.
It seems like there, you referenced the food preservation aspect of having it fermented, and adding it to the water probably helped make the water a little safer, just because the alcohol might kill some microbes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you look at the written archaeological records, you see that indeed people drank in the countries that produced wine in the Roman era and the Greek regions, people drank water that was mixed with wine, and they drank it, you know, not only at meals but also while they were working during the day.
Well, that music does mean we're taking a break here. We'll be right back with Janet Curzan. She's the author of Alcohol, Social Drinking in Cultural Context. So don't go away. There will, by the way, be a link to this book in this, I think it was in this last newsletter on Thursday, and will be again this coming Thursday. We'll talk about the foodstuffs and how you can make wine or beer out of stale bread if you're an ancient Egyptian. We'll talk about kids and college kids. Don't go away. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittaker.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Your host, certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittaker, wants us all to reach our personal health goals. Some listeners want to resolve a serious disease or a chronic complaint, while others aim to get fit and prevent disease. Many just want more energy, a better memory, a cheerier mood, or to look better. Marty interviews experts with extensive experience or authors who have really done their homework. She knows that means digging into the scientific literature to back up recommendations with facts, not hype. The show website now sells some of her favorite books from past shows. For example, The Definitive Guide to Cancer, Dr. Kate's book on the importance of vitamin K, and Dr. Kyle Smith's wonderful book on keeping your brain sharp. Of course, the store sells Marty's book on natural alternatives for heartburn and the one on aloe vera. More books will be added soon. Visit the show website at thefamiliarradiomarty.com or at hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com. HBN means healthy by nature, and that is her goal.
Do you worry that your get-up-and-go may have left you for good? Health experts tell us that if we just ate more fruits and vegetables, we'd feel better and have more energy. But who has that much time in the kitchen every day? And vitamin supplements don't contain all of nature's magic. What we truly need is to eat more real food, actual food from nature. I want to share a secret with you today. Fruit of the Spirit is a delicious, easy solution for getting more whole food from nature. Fruit of the Spirit is a puree of 12 whole superfruits, 3 herbs, and restorative minerals from the Dead Sea that support natural energy without stimulants. Fruit of the Spirit's blend is so nutritionally dense that 1 ounce provides 5 servings of fruits and vegetables in a convenient, great-tasting drink. Kids love it! Get your get-up-and-go back and receive a discount on your order. Go to the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call us at 1-800-793-8830. 1-800-793-8830.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
We are back with Dr. Janet Curzan. She's a professor in the Department of Anthropology. She's a nutritional anthropologist at the University of Pennsylvania. We were talking about her book, most interesting book, on alcohol. And I mentioned as we went to the break something about Egyptians crumbling bread and water and then adding yeast and turning it into a brew. I'm betting, we've had a discussion here lately about gluten and the people that react to it, and that's a long story for another time, but I'm just wondering if maybe that process didn't also make the grains easier to tolerate because in the process of brewing, it gets kind of digested. Talk to us about the food value of these early brews and why they were valued for the calories that they had, which today we're like trying to find a light one that has no calories. What's going on there?
Yeah, absolutely. Just the opposite in the past. If you think about being a peasant farmer a few thousand years ago, your primary worry was probably getting enough food. And you're growing a lot of grain. Meat might be kind of scarce because meat is very expensive to produce. We now produce meat very cheaply, which leads to other problems, as I'm sure you and your listeners understand. If you go back to the ancient world and you think about this incredible need for calories, think just a second about chewing up a piece of toast. It takes a while. You got to chew, right? And then it fills your stomach and you're fine for a while. And it might give you, you know, a certain number of calories, 100, 200. If you put 200 calories of beer into your stomach, you're drinking probably about two-thirds of a modern beer, 12-ounce bottle. Can you drink more than a 12-ounce bottle of beer quickly?
Yes.
Absolutely. It goes into your stomach. It is, as you have said, already partly in some ways digested. The calories are more bioavailable. You don't have to break down the cell walls of the toast, so to speak, to get at a lot of these carbohydrates. You can take them in much more quickly. Alcohol is also has more calories than carbohydrates, so it's kind of midway between carbohydrates and fats at about 7 calories per gram, I guess you would say. Actually, that's not correct, but it's midway between. So it's actually giving you a little more calories than simply carbohydrates, any disaccharide would. So it's a really fantastic way if you are in need of getting enough energy into your body to do very hard work of farming. It's a fantastic way of ensuring that you can get a lot of calories in your body without exceeding the stomach limits, right? You just can't eat that much bread.
Right.
Or gruel, you know. At a certain point, it's not very pleasurable to chew on the gruel, whereas beer can be quite pleasant to drink.
Yeah, and gruel needs a new PR agent anyway. It doesn't sound all that appetizing. My first recollection of an association with alcohol was my parents telling me that as not much more than a toddler, I was going around, they caught me going around one of their parties emptying whatever was left in the glasses. But they did let me have an occasional alcoholic something in my teen years, and maybe that's why I didn't feel the need to rebel and didn't drink in college. But there are a whole lot of social things. Today we aren't looking for the calories. We're looking for some perceived social benefits, and there's the liquid courage aspect of maybe in courting, and that old phrase about the more I drink, the better you look, enhancing even religious ceremonies. There's all kinds of other stuff around that now. Talk to that point for a minute before we switch to what's going on in colleges.
Sure. Well, I think we also have to realize that those kinds of things were going on in the past as well. So the social properties of alcohol, which is to say there's a relaxation, you can get together with friends. It's not just that the that the alcohol makes you more physically relaxed, maybe a little more mentally relaxed. It certainly does that. It's also that we as cultural creatures have created a bunch of ideas and beliefs and cultural understandings about what the use of alcohol does for us. So I think the perfect example is if you say to someone it's Miller time or TGIF, people know exactly what you mean.
Right.
And it means that some of the rules of everyday life, of the workplace, of maintaining a kind of propriety perhaps, are going to be released, and that you are in private time. You get to spend time with friends. You can do what you want. So this is all kind of linked to alcohol. It has nothing to do really about the physical effects of alcohol, though it'll certainly influence how we do use alcohol. But it's a sign or a symbol for a certain kind of social time. And we know that humans need this kind of downtime, right? We need to relax.
And I wonder sometimes if that isn't the, when they do studies that moderate alcohol has health benefits, I wonder if that isn't simply because stress is so damaging that if we can get a little respite from that stress, that it's good for our health. Or maybe it's just that the people who are moderate about drinking tend to be moderate about other things. But college kids have been known to die from drinking too much water in a hazing event. We're led to believe, at least, that there's a big problem with college binge drinking. Is it really a serious health concern, or is it more a matter of kids missing class or not being attentive because they're hungover? Did movies like you mentioned, Animal House, do those create a picture of just total abandon and debauchery? What's your experience at the University of Pennsylvania?
I think the first part of your question, the answer to that is yes. Most of the alcohol problems that we see are related to students having a hangover. You know, nothing really bad happened. They missed class in the morning, or they're not really on target. And it takes you off your game. If you think about your own drinking habits, no matter, you know, if it was years ago or more recently, if you have more than even one more glass than you should, you're not going to feel very good the next day, and you're not going to be able to do what you need to do. And so that is certainly a problem, and it occurs more with college students than with adults, because with adults, if you go to work and you're not on your game, you're going to be in trouble pretty fast, right?
Right.
With a college student, there's, you know, you have a class for a semester, you miss a few classes, well, maybe your professor might be upset, maybe you'll get a B or a C instead of an A, but it won't be something that will cause you to, you know, lose your home or anything. So there's a relaxation. And having said that, most students learn pretty quickly what their limits are. Most students do not drink. What we have found at Penn, and I don't do this research directly, but the office of, from the health side of people who do research at Penn and promote healthy behaviors at Penn have taken a look at student drinking. And what they find is that most students don't drink badly at all. They don't drink too much.
Well, this has been fun, and as it turns out, I have more questions that could be handled in a half of a show, and I'd like to schedule you back. How about if we do something like around Christmas and get people ready for New Year's? We'll talk about this again. You've done some interesting work. I like some of the challenges you gave your students. I think we could have some more fun with this topic. A very interesting book. Again, it's called Alcohol by Janet Curzan. Janet, thank you so much for being with us today. I've appreciated it, enjoyed it. I'm sure you're a really good teacher because you're a good radio guest.
Marty, thank you so much. This has been a real pleasure.
Well, coming up, Susie Cohen, America's pharmacist. We'll have some more fun with her, so stay tuned. Healthy by Nature, we'll be right back.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin. We've been Real Food Grocery for almost 9 years. Now we're called HealthWorks Mart, but we're the same folks who take a personal interest in your health. We carry the most effective, top-quality products in each category, like the fine companies who sponsor the Healthy by Nature show. In fact, your host, Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist, advises us on what to carry. We have extremely competitive prices on the names you trust, like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, Best Brain Magnesium by Doctor's Best, Lily of the Desert, Jarro Formulas, Oreganol, and many more. Shop online at healthworksmart.com or in person if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Check healthworksmart.com for directions or call 877-673-2536. healthworksmart.com or 877-673-2536.
If you're like most Americans, you watch what you put in your mouth every day. In addition to making healthy food choices, try taking a closer look at the ingredients in common dietary supplements. Did you know that most tablets require lots of binders and fillers just to hold them together? Who wants to eat ingredients like magnesium stearate, methylparaben, triethyl citrate, silicone dioxide, and talcum powder? Try a soft-molded microlingual vitamin instead. Superior Source microlingual tablets are only a fraction of the size of conventional tablets and use only a small amount of natural acacia gum to hold them together. Superior Source microlingual tablets include a wide range of vitamins and herbal formulas to support your health in every way. Microlingual tablets dissolve immediately, sending nutrition directly into your body. Why put anything else in your mouth? To receive a free 60-day supply of No-Shot B12, you pay only $4.95 shipping and handling. Go to freenoshotb12.com.
No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Cassanis doesn't use cookie-cutter treatments. He really listens to you, and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Cassanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism, chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Cassanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Oh, I am so glad to say that we have Susie Cohen with us. She's known as America's Pharmacist, and this week she was filling in for someone, it's a radio show in Idaho, and so I was her guest. We got to turn the tables a little bit. I can promise you she's as good a host as she is a guest. She writes the syndicated column Dear Pharmacist, with a circulation of something like 200 or 20 million readers each week, should be 200. She's the author of three books that are mentioned and linked to in last week's newsletter and will be next week: Drug Muggers, The 24-Hour Pharmacist, and Diabetes Without Drugs. All terrific books. She's routinely on much more important radio shows than this and television programs such as the Dr. Oz Show, Good Morning America, Health, The View, The 700 Club, and those that watch Doug Kaufman's Know the Cause get to see her a lot as their resident pharmacist. Well, there goes our time. It's been lovely having you, Susie.
Great. I'll go back to sleep then.
Yeah. I know you're in California right now, which makes, or at least on the West Coast, which makes life a little tough for our guests. But if we went truly through all your commendations and associations and all that, we would be out of time. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for being.
Thank you, Marty. It's wonderful to be with you.
We promised our listeners that we would talk about how to stay healthy in the fall, and we're well back into school now in most all parts of the country. I think everybody's been back for a while, but this is about the time when people complain kids are bringing things home from school. The kids are getting it, but then the whole family gets infected. So while we might couch this in terms of back to school, it's really a family-wide problem. And even if you don't have kids, you go to work or to church, you're sitting next to somebody who does have kids who brought something home, and it's a stuff goes around. How can we best protect ourselves from these? And let's save the most obvious connection, the gut, for the second segment. Let's just start with the other supplements that you recommend. As a pharmacist, you know there's good science behind.
Yeah, I do. You know, and it's supplements are great. We're going to talk about them, things like transfer factor, probiotics, vitamin C, vitamin D. These are, you know, astaxanthin, another one, antioxidants. But I think the most basic things would be to just try to avoid the places where people are sick. I mean, people just don't even think about that. And as the holidays roll in, they want to run here, they want to run there. You know, maybe you don't need to do that. You're exposing yourself to thousands of germs when you touch the escalator, the elevator, and when you're breathing and standing out there. So if you don't have to go out somewhere during the cough and cold season, then just don't go. That's, you know, pretty simple. The other thing would be to wash your hands. Most people know this, but they don't realize they have to wash their hands properly. You have to fully soap them up. You have to do the soap action for, like, I don't know, I think it's like 30 seconds.
You sing happy birthday to yourself.
Yeah.
Something, because just getting them wet doesn't get the job done.
You can sing happy birthday to me.
Yeah, happy birthday, Susie. Let's all do that now.
You could do that. Facebook a friend. But the point is, these are obvious things, and eating right and juicing right, I think that just kind of gets swept under the rug. You know, people think eating greens includes something like Fruit Loops or M&M's.
Green
or
Jell-O.
Green Jell-O, perfect, exactly. Well, that is actually. But so those are just simple things. I don't think people are getting enough fruits and vegetables. If you want to fill that gap, and you really just can't stomach the foods, then take a Hawaiian spirulina. I like those by Nutrex Hawaii. Those are very good. They fill the gap. Minerals, protein, B vitamins. So those are just some things you can do.
One that I like also is Fruit of the Spirit. It's a concentrate of some super foods, but it's very low in sugar. And it's a way that everybody can do it, even if they think they don't have time or the taste for doing a lot of vegetables.
Well, it comes in a tablet now, too. So if you don't want to put Hawaiian spirulina in your smoothie, and if you just put a little, it tastes great. I mean, we're not talking about big, giant, like, pounds of it. A half a teaspoon to a teaspoon should be fine, and that could work. But, you know, if you're on the other side of this and you're sick, be mindful of others. Maybe sneeze into the crook of your elbow.
Yeah, stay home if you can. Stay away from being Typhoid Mary and spreading it around. But and if you've been exposed to something, this is where I know I have gotten in trouble, cause especially on airplanes because the air is so dry. Keep your fingers away from your nose and your mouth until you have had a chance to thoroughly wash them and you get away from the threats. So rest is another thing, and I've got a lot of nerve bringing that up with you because I know from your last email you were up very late, and I got you up very early. But yeah.
That's okay. I'm totally fine. I'm writing a headache book, so I needed to get up and start cranking on that. I'm working on the trigeminal nerve chapter today, which is important because that's otherwise known as the suicide disease. So I really got to put some time and effort into that and find some people some good solutions that are simple and effective. So no worries there. I'm totally fine.
Well,
you know, it's the simple things with this cough and cold thing, and people just don't think about it. And, you know, how many times, I can't tell you, go to the doctor's office to get some routine blood work, and it's the season, and their staff is just sick. I know they're bound to catch it because of their line of work, but they're spreading it to hundreds, and Sam just laughed at me. He's like, it's kind of like job security.
Yeah, planned obsolescence, sort of.
Yeah.
Well, we talk a lot on the show about vitamin D and its role in the immune system. Speak to us just briefly about vitamin A. We've got about a minute and a half before the break. I think that gets overlooked a lot, and it's so important for the health of the mucous membranes.
And the skin. People know vitamin A for the eyes and the skin, but it's just like vitamin D in that it works on the immune system in a positive way. It is a fat-soluble vitamin. You could technically get too much. Sometimes I recommend beta-carotene because your body will convert the beta-carotene to the vitamin A, but oftentimes I will recommend vitamin A, and I think that it's helpful to support mucous membranes. For the skin, it'll smooth out fine lines. For the eyes, it protects the optic nerve. And for the immune system, it helps your immune system eliminate non-self, which non-self is virus, bacteria, parasites, even cancer cells.
Well, when we come back, I want to touch on zinc and then turn to the place where three-fourths of our immune system resides, the gut. We're talking with Susie Cohen. You can get a copy of her book free with the purchase of two boxes of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics or their propolis, which is especially good for protection against what's going around. Call 866-999-3006, 866-999-3006 for a copy of Drug Muggers. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Many factors contribute to how fast we age, including our genes, hormone levels, diet and exercise patterns, as well as alcohol and tobacco use. One other very important factor is hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is abundant at birth, but it fades as we age. Hyaluronic acid is an important hydrating agent for tissue and is found in your joint synovial fluid, the eye's vitreous fluid, and your skin. It's an antioxidant that may also help protect the skin from the detrimental effects of excessive exposure to sunlight. Best hyaluronic acid from Doctor's Best is a highly bioavailable source of type 2 collagen, hyaluronic acid, and chondroitin sulfate, all of which are essential to maintain skin suppleness and elasticity. So if you're interested in starting a long-term skin health regimen, remember to ask for the best. Best hyaluronic acid from Doctor's Best. Because you deserve it.
Hi, I'm Marty Wadekin. When I researched my new book on aloe vera, I learned why. When you drink aloe vera, it helps so many complaints. Everything works better if the body has improved nutrient absorption, better antioxidant support, and fewer toxins. Studies show that there's a great deal of difference among aloe brands. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, and unfortunately, too many companies damage them with improper filtration, heat, and enzymes. Distilled aloe tastes like water because it's lost all of those beneficial solids. I chose Lily of the Desert as a sponsor because they do the very best job and university tests prove it. Lily of the Desert controls every step of the process. They even grow their own plants. Lily of the Desert products contain Allosorb, that's added concentrates of the aloe polysaccharides. Lily does gold standard clinical studies on their products, but they aren't greedy. You can pay more, but you'll get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products at all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. But did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body. And elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Hmm.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
We're talking with Susie Cohen. She's a pharmacist, been practicing, and you'd never know it from looking at her because she's just beautiful, for 23 years and counting, maybe something more than that. These bios are usually a little bit behind. She's the author of Drug Muggers, the 24-Hour Pharmacist, and Diabetes Without Drugs. And our topic today has been staying healthy in this colds and flu season. We've talked before about what makes it a season, and Susie's alluded to one of it. We tend to crowd up in small places, but we also get low in vitamin D because we don't have the sunshine, and maybe we, I don't know, live on Halloween candy from now until the Valentine's candy comes out. But there's, I promised we'd talk about zinc. Talk to us about zinc. People may think of it in terms of, oh, that's in the supplement I take for macular degeneration, or it's in my prostate supplement. But talk to us about its role with the immune system.
Zinc is very important. It functions in 300 different chemical reactions. And what's shocking is that we take, as women, well, not personally, but as women, we take one of the most potent drug muggers of zinc, and that would be the estrogen-containing drugs, things like birth control pills or menopausal medicines like hormone replacement therapy. And when we take these medicines, we deplete our body of zinc, and we need zinc for a healthy immune system. The surprise to most men is that a zinc deficiency contributes to a prostate problem, like benign prostate hypertrophy or BPH, and other problems including poor sex drive and fertility issues. So zinc is incredibly important. We can't activate it and use it properly if we don't have enough probiotics, which I know we'll talk about in a little bit.
Well, we only have a little bit left, so let's just shift gears. I'll promise something. You, in the notes that we're working from today, there are a lot of suggestions that we aren't going to have time for. I will summarize those and put them in my newsletter this week, along with those links to Susie's books. And we'll talk about the food sources for zinc and so on. But that's interesting that you say you can't properly utilize it without the good balance of bugs in the gut.
Right.
Tell me more about that.
And that's important because the probiotics help us activate our minerals. And the part about zinc, that the reason you brought it up and I didn't tie it up well for you, is zinc helps to reduce the duration of a cold. I don't think it has any preventative benefits directly, although it is an immune-boosting mineral, but it does shorten the duration. A lot of people use the zinc lozenges, which is fine. But if you want to just get to the heart of it, you want to restore your gut flora because this helps you activate minerals and absorb them better. Think, like if you are anemic and tired all the time, you can't fully absorb your iron unless it's in a certain form, ferrous to ferric. And you need probiotic status and you need acids, like digestive acids, to do this sort of business in your gut. You can't see it happening, but it is. So this is an important immune boosting supplement. If I could say the top five spots for immune boosting supplements, all five spots would be awarded to a probiotic.
Oh boy.
So that's what you know, but I say that, and I say that lovingly and affectionately, and I do mean it. But other things that do come into play would maybe a transfer factor supplement would be useful, and like you mentioned, vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin D, things like that. And astaxanthin, very powerful.
In my book on heartburn, I talk about probiotics as one of the ways to help normalize your digestion so you have that stomach acid that's your first line of defense. But how do you get there? Your favorite probiotic supplement is what?
Well, I love Dr. O'Hara's supplement. Everybody knows that. I used to be more hesitant about saying that many, many years ago, but I love that supplement. I've given it to my family. It just works. You know, we can talk about all the benefits. It'll sound like a commercial, but it really just works. It's kind of like with many other probiotics. You throw a grass seed on the lawn and you hope that it takes, and you water it and you try to fertilize it and you try to eat right and hope that these friendly bacteria will grow. But when you take Dr. O'Hara's supplement, it's like laying the sod. It's going to stick. It's going to work. It's a good combination of all the strains you need, and not too many, because you don't want to take a bunch of foreign strains like you get from other supplements, because that could affect your immune system and launch a little tiny autoimmune kind of situation. I mean, these are germs. We're born with them. We're born with a certain bacterial garden, and we want to fertilize what we were born with. We don't want to just take strains of germs that we don't normally have in our system. That's the other reason I recommend Dr. O'Hara's. It'll help your garden grow.
And you don't want gigantic quantities of just one, because that balance is unnatural, and that also upsets the immune system. If you would, stay on for the last three-minute little segment. I'd like to talk about exactly what drug mugging is and a little bit more about your book. We'll be right back with Susie Cohen. And that deal, again, is get her Drug Mugger book free by calling 866-999-3006 and purchase two boxes of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics or propolis. I think you have to pay something for shipping and handling, but still a heck of a deal. We'll be right back.
Living a strong, healthy, and vigorous life relies on your body's ability to absorb the essential nutrients from the foods you eat. Excellent health begins with your digestive tract, where nutrients are absorbed and toxins are eliminated. The digestive system's main role is to extract energy and nutrients from food. These functions are compromised, however, when there's a lack of healthy intestinal bacteria. Every day we're exposed to environmental factors that destroy these good bacteria. Processed foods, stress, alcohol, and antibiotics. So it's necessary to replenish them with probiotics. Consumption of nutrients does not necessarily guarantee their absorption, but a superior probiotic supplement can enhance the process. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the GI tract and promotes peak absorption of nutrients for optimum health and energy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Your host, certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin, wants us all to reach our personal health goals. Some listeners want to resolve a serious disease or a chronic complaint, while others aim to get fit and prevent disease. Many just want more energy, a better memory, a cheerier mood, or to look better. Marty interviews experts with extensive experience or authors who have really done their homework. She knows that means digging into the scientific literature to back up recommendations with facts, not hype. The show website now sells some of her favorite books from past shows. For example, The Definitive Guide to Cancer, Dr. Kate's book on the importance of vitamin K, and Dr. Kyle Smith's wonderful book on keeping your brain sharp. Of course, the store sells Marty's book on natural alternatives for heartburn and the one on aloe vera. More books will be added soon. Visit the show website at thefamiliarradiomarty.com or at hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com. HBN means healthy by nature, and that is her goal.
Did you know that collagen is the second most abundant substance found in the body behind water? Collagen affects all structures of the body and is directly involved in skin youthfulness, hair and fingernail thickness, bone strength, joint stability, and much more. Although abundant in our youth, the body's natural collagen production slows as we age. As a result of this decline in collagen, many of the telltale signs of aging occur, such as sagging and wrinkling of the skin, thinning of the hair, and frailty of the joints and bones. Quality matters when it comes to collagen supplements. Best-selling Super Collagen by NeoCell utilizes collagen types 1 and 3, which are the types of collagen found in the skin, ligaments, tendons, and bones. NeoCell's affordable and effective Super Collagen products conveniently come in powder, tablets, or liquid form. To learn more about NeoCell, visit NeoCell.com, NeoCell.com. NeoCell can be found at Whole Foods Market, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Thank you.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Well, that was convenient, having a Dr. O'Hara's commercial in that break. They have been a sponsor of the show for a very long time. As you know, I handpick sponsors based on my belief that they're the best in their category, and that certainly fills the bill. We've been talking with I'm going to call her Dr. Cohen because she is at the top of her pharmacy field, and Susie's written a number of books. I'd like to talk about drug muggers, though, because that's kind of one of the most important factors that people need to know. I like the book so much, I've now put it into the Healthy by Nature bookstore. It's one of the few that we carry there. And you can get it free by calling that number, 866-999-3006. Make sure they know that you want that book, because you could also get Dr. Pescatore's book on probiotics or the heartburn book or something. Just say, drug muggers. I want drug muggers. Susie, in the couple of minutes we have left, tell us what drug mugging is and what you do in the book.
Oh, thank you, Marty. You know, it's so sweet that they're doing it. It's like a $24 book. I mean, it's an expensive book. So to give it away for free, to, you know, when you're getting a wonderful product like Dr. O'Hara's, that's a thank you so much. I'll have to thank them for that. You know, people don't realize how important, you know, drug mugging is, because it's a cause of side effects. But if you don't know it, you're going to get diagnosed with a new disease. So if you're taking, say, a statin drug, like maybe Lipitor, Zocor, something for cholesterol, this can mug your body of vitamin D and CoQ10. Now, if you don't know that and restore that, then you're going to be told you have maybe restless leg syndrome. You could wind up with some kind of arrhythmia, libido issues, immune problems. So you would want to restore what the drug is stealing. We talked about estrogen-containing drugs. I have lists at my website, dearpharmacist.com. But the most fundamental thing would be to know that if you take any medicine whatsoever, over-the-counter or prescription, the number one drug mug nutrient, if that's the right word, is probiotics. If it's going through your gut as opposed to injection, you're going to need to supplement with a high-quality probiotic and restore that. And probiotics are fundamental to our good health. Everything else comes beyond that.
It doesn't do you any good to take the best supplements in the world if they aren't processed
and
absorbed.
Right, or your medicine. People, they don't really realize that. Or thyroid, you know, the same thing with thyroid. You make some thyroid hormone, and you need your gut to be working well in order to convert it and activate it. So that's why probiotics help with energy.
Well, Susie, I hope you have lots of energy today for writing your book. It's been a delight having you with us, and hope that we'll get to have you back again soon.
Thank you, Marty.
God bless.
Great to be with you. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
Do you worry that your get-up-and-go may have left you for good? Health experts tell us that if we just ate more fruits and vegetables, we'd feel better and have more energy. But who has that much time in the kitchen every day? And vitamin supplements don't contain all of nature's magic. What we truly need is to eat more real food, actual food from nature. I want to share a secret with you today. Fruit of the Spirit is a delicious, easy solution for getting more whole food from nature. Fruit of the Spirit is a puree of 12 whole superfruits, 3 herbs, and restorative minerals from the Dead Sea that support natural energy without stimulants. Fruit of the Spirit's blend is so nutritionally dense that 1 ounce provides 5 servings of fruits and vegetables in a convenient, great-tasting drink. Kids love it! Get your get-up-and-go back and receive a discount on your order. Go to the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call us at 1-800-793-8830. 1-800-793-8830.